The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Yeah, something very serious and then something very comical. The serious radical Muslims are on a rampage in Burkina Faso. Burkina Faso, years ago, was an incredibly safe country. A lot of people went there for vacations. I mean, it's not that exotic, but it was known for its stability and safety. No longer. No longer. In fact, here is one story. Islamic extremist groups in Burkina Faso killed at least 250 civilians since last April. Now, it says civilians. Most of these civilians are Christians. Most of them. This is a group aligned with Al-Qaeda, and they are becoming more and more radical. More and more individuals, particularly Christians. And I have in my hand a five-page report. And to be honest, I will not read most of it. It's very graphic about what these Islamic extremists are doing in Burkina Faso. They're surrounding churches on Sundays. They are breaking down the doors and just doing unthinkable things. Here's just one. A church member described this, and I won't read all of it, but, quote, they ordered about 20 men to lie down outside a few meters from the church, all face down in a row. Then they just started killing. I couldn't look. I just prayed. They killed one after another. Then one of them received a phone call, and the killing stopped. In this story, accounts of people being lined up against the wall in Christian churches, and they are told that they must convert to Islam. If not, they will be killed. And hundreds have been killed. There were a lot of American missionaries in Burkina Faso. Most of them have left because of the unsafe conditions. But as you pray for the persecuted church, this is just another country. And I want to be very, very careful. And I don't want anybody to think that all Muslims are violent. All Muslims want to kill Christians. That's just not the truth. But it is true that radical Islam is growing at shocking rates in countries around the world. And while many Muslims are absolutely peace-loving people, the Muslim living next door to you may be just wonderful, peace-loving people, and that may very well be true, but it is also true that right now on planet Earth, there is not a single country in the world with a predominantly Muslim government where there is any religious freedom or liberty. That should be of great concern. Whenever Muslims become the majority, religious liberty and freedom is gone. And that's just a fact. So it is just something that we need to be aware of. Wise as serpents, harmless as doves. And then I said, had something very serious, and then something very comical. CNN is very, very concerned about the Babylon Bee. Now, if you like satire, I love satire. I do. I love satire. And the Babylon Bee is a Christian satirical site. And the folks that write, they're brilliant. They are so creative, and they come out with 2, 3, 4 stories every day. They are satire. They are parodies. They're not true, but they are hysterical. And in order for satire to be really good, it has to be based in at least a good amount of truth. Parody or satire is an exaggeration of the truth, and that's what makes it funny. And it often, by using an extreme, illustrates just how silly the truth is. Well, the Babylon Bee has written several articles about CNN. One of them, and I love this, this is from today, from the Babylon Bee. CNN to launch Real News spinoff site. Dateline, Atlanta, Georgia. After years of publishing distorted headlines, slanted news articles, and heavily biased news coverage, media giant CNN announces that it has decided to launch a spinoff site that focuses on real news comprised of objective facts. Dubbed CNN Real, the site is designed to bring the news media empire into the arena of publishing real news, a step away from its roots as a channel that covers entirely fabricated stories and shamelessly spins all news into liberal talking points. And then it ends. CNN executives decided it was worth a shot, saying, if it doesn't work out, we can always go back to focusing all of our energy on just making stuff up again. That's one of the parodies from the Babylon Bee. Well, CNN doesn't like it. Yeah. Listen to this. Yesterday, CNN's Donnie O'Sullivan, who covers disinformation for the CNN network, published a thread on Twitter about the Christian satire site Babylon Bee. According to O'Sullivan, many readers can't figure out that the site is satire because it hides this fact from readers. In fact, Donnie O'Sullivan with CNN suggests the Bee might be hiding behind the satire label as a way to avoid being removed from Facebook. And then several of the tweets from Donnie O'Sullivan are mentioned here. And he's just having a fit because people are believing the stories in the Babylon Bee. And one particular story, CNN is calling for flags to be flown at half staff for the death of an Iranian terrorist. Well, that was the parody. But the thing that really ticked off CNN and Danny O'Sullivan, quote, to put this in perspective, this article from Babylon Bee received the same number of engagements that the top New York Times and CNN stories on Facebook had over the past week. In other words, the Babylon Bee got more hits, more people reading their parody, their satire, than were actually reading the New York Times and CNN. And so because the Babylon Bee has become more popular than the New York Times and CNN, CNN is calling them out, complaining that they're trying to hide that they're a satire site. Now, if you haven't, if you've ever visited the Babylon Bee, it takes you about 3 seconds to realize it's all satire. It's all parody. It's all fun. None of it is true. If you don't believe me, check it out. Go to the Babylon Bee on the internet, and you tell me how long it takes you to realize these are all satirical stories. They're all parodies. And by the way, they're brilliant. More power to them. But they are getting under the skin of CNN because Babylon Bee's parodies about CNN are being read by more people than read the actual stories from CNN. And I ought to tell you something about the attitude of the general public about what is reported on CNN. Interesting. I think it's hysterical. All right, we need to take a break. Final break of the hour, and we'll be back. Wrap things up.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
This is a continual theme on this program. How often the experts are wrong. I'm about to celebrate my 20th anniversary here at WRFD. I thought I started in January of 2000. Evidently, it was in February. But I remember when I started the daily program here at WRFD, all of the experts were saying, number one, terrestrial radio. Is that right? Terrestrial radio. Yeah, that's what we are, right? Over the air radio was on its last legs because satellite, everybody was going to go satellite. So 20 years ago, and I remember this very, very clearly because I was just starting on an over-the-air radio station, terrestrial radio, that's the technical term, over-the-air. You know, you get it in your car, in your house, through an antenna, it goes over the air, and there's a transmitter and so on and so forth. 20 years ago, All of the experts were saying, well, don't get involved in radio because it's not going to be long. Everybody's going to be going satellite and broadcast radio. That's a thing of the past. You know, that was number one. The second thing that they were saying 20 years ago is Christian radio is dead. Christian radio had outlived its purpose. Nobody listens, particularly to Christian teaching talk like WRFD. No. It's dead. It's gone. Enjoy it while you can, because in a few years, nobody's going to be listening to broadcast radio number two, and especially they are not going to be listening to Christian radio. They were wrong, and very wrong. Here we are, 2020, and I have in my hand a publication called Inside Radio. This is not a Christian publication. This is a publication in the radio industry, very well respected, InsideRadio.com. And I'm looking at the headline, exclusive 2019 format counts, radio gets religion. Here it is. Here's the story from Inside Radio. And again, this is a completely secular source. It is not Christian. The story begins. You might say that radio went to church in 2019. The religion format, which includes sub-formats, teaching and variety, posted, you ready for this? the largest increase in U.S. station counts across the radio dial last year, adding 92 new signals. Now, what does that mean? That means that in 2019 alone, 92 new religious radio stations went on the air. Now, that could mean one of two things. That could be a station that used to be country or sports or whatever was bought and it was flipped, the format was flipped to Christian. Or it could be a brand new station, brand new signal, brand new station going on the air. But the important thing, the number one format in 2019 as far as increase in numbers was what you are listening to right now. Quote, heard up and down the dial on AM, FM, commercial and non-commercial signals. Religion claimed 2,040 signals as of December 28, 2019, up from 1,948 one year earlier, according to an exclusive Inside Radio report that tallies monthly format counts. The ubiquitous religion format, which includes major players like fast-growing Educational Media Foundation, Salem Media Group, and American Family Radio, gained ground every month of the past 12, except for three. Over the last year, 9 out of the 12 months, there were brand new religious formatted, and by the way, this is not Christian music. Now, it's not all Protestant. There are a lot of new Catholic stations, but these are religious teaching stations like WRFD. It goes on. AM FM's second fastest growing genre in 2019 was also a faith-based format, contemporary Christian music. So get this. Of all of the formats on radio in 2019, stations like WRFD, number one. Number two, contemporary Christian music. The two biggest gainers were stations like WRFD and The Fish. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that fascinating? The biggest losers? Number one, sports. The biggest loser in 2019 was sports. So those who predicted the death of broadcast radio and Christian radio 20 years ago were horribly wrong. And I'm glad. Hey, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.